Pragaru Challenges Left's Power Grab Climate Change Narrative. By Dr. Susan Berry on April 21, 2021. Pragaru is challenging the left's narrative on climate change this week as President Joe Biden hosts a virtual climate change summit. Attempting to follow through with his campaign pledge and executive order to upend America's economy by eliminating fossil fuels such as coal, natural gas, and oil. In a social media campaign to educate Americans about the left's false narratives concerning climate change, Pragaru has developed a toolkit to assist with sensible, responsible, data-driven solutions to achieve a clean, safe environment and a vigorous economy driven by the free market. In a video titled, "What's the Deal with the Green New Deal?" Pragaru reports. Today, 80% of the energy Americans use to heat their homes, farm their land, run their factories, and drive their cars comes from fossil fuels, coal, oil, and natural gas. Only 3.4% comes from solar and wind, despite decades of government subsidies and mandates to encourage their use. The reason we don't use much sunlight and wind as energy is that they are unreliable fuels that only work when the sun shines and the wind blows. That's why no town, city, or country has ever come close to 100%, or even 50%, solar and wind. According to the University of Michigan Center for Sustainable Systems, CSS, about 80% of the nation's energy comes from fossil fuels, 8.4% from nuclear, and 11.4% from renewable sources. CSS clocks wind and solar energy as contributing just 3.8% of total energy used in the United States, 0.4% more than what Pragaru states in its report. Pragaru also reports on the left's dismissal of nuclear energy, despite its use already in other countries. The most promising form of alternative energy is not unreliable solar and wind, but reliable, carbon-free nuclear energy. Sweden gets 40% of its electricity from nuclear. France, over 70%. While nuclear energy is smeared as unsafe, it has actually been demonstrated by study after study to be the safest form of energy ever created. And yet, Green New Deal proponents, who say that we have 12 years to save the planet from rising CO2 levels, vigorously oppose nuclear, in addition to all fossil fuel use. According to AltEnergyMag.com, nuclear energy is by far the safest energy source. It has more than 330 times fewer deaths than coal, 250 times less than oil, and 38 times fewer than gas, the alternative energy online trade magazine notes. Rooftop solar is much more dangerous than nuclear or wind power, the magazine observed. Wind turbines can also cause injury to humans and wildlife. This is especially true in the immediate area surrounding the tower. The report continues on the multiple benefits of nuclear energy. There are numerous advantages to nuclear power other than just the safety benefits. Nuclear power is clean, efficient, and effective. Nuclear power does not discharge harmful emissions into the environment like coal and oil. Nuclear power does not need a daily consumption of resources like coal does. Nuclear power is fueled by uranium, which is a natural material that is abundant throughout the world. Emotional, not rational, reasons are why people have rejected nuclear energy. Looking at the basic facts, nuclear energy is the cleanest, safest, and cheapest approach to energy production. The risks of nuclear energy are greatly exaggerated by activists, politicians, and the media, which promote agendas rather than fact. Videos will be available this week at Pragaru, along with accompanying study guides and quizzes for those educating students regarding the real scientific data about the Earth's climate. Visitors to Pragaru can also sign a petition that demands science be free of ideological bias.